Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, it's me. Hello, welcome. Welcome to Cuddle Club. It's me, Lou Sanders, your friend. I have started a Substack. I'm doing newsletters. Can you believe it? I got my website done because I just thought that is more admin and I can't be bothered to do anything. But then I needed to promote my book on it and this podcast, which wasn't on there either. So someone is becoming a little bit of a business bum. I want to write to people in these letters all the time, but you have to pull back. You have to make them want it. You can't be spamming them with your thoughts and feelings all the time. It's hard to know how much to give. You're not really giving, are you? Because you're talking about yourself. But I like writing. Also, have you ordered my book? It's an audio book, hardback and electronic book, and it is available to order now, and it comes out in real life on the 17th, which is very soon. That is, if you just allow me to get my diary out, that is next week. It's called What's That Lady Doing? Full Starts and Happy Endings, and I poured my heart and fucking soul into it, and it took me a year to write, and I really, really, really hope people like it. I've just felt funny in my heart and trousers. Oh God, I hope it's okay. I hope you like it. I really, really tried so hard and I really put myself on the page. Put yourself away, that's what I think. No, I hope it connects with people, that's what I hope. And then, look, I hope you're well in yourselves. I hope you're following your hearts and dreams. I would recommend morning pages. It's a real game changer when I do it that once a week. This week I'm speaking to Esther Minito. She's an absolutely brilliant comedian. You'll know her from Live at the Apollo and lots of other stuff, and she's great to talk to. She's an actual dream. You're really going to like this one. The story at the end, I don't think I'm going to stop thinking about it. It had me howling. Go and see her Soho Theatre show. I know I'm going. See you there. Hell Hath No Fury is on at Soho Theatre 17th to 19th of August, and then it's on tour across the UK in September and October, so get yourself there. You can Google it. Bye. Off pod, I've just been asking you what you do to your face to get it so lovely. But I think it's just from birth. I think it's just genetics.
You can say that on pod.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know what the words are.
Off pod, I said to you, how do you get your face so lovely?
You said, what do you do to your face?
What do you do to your face to get it so lovely?
A lot of moisturiser, but I am getting really like all under here. It's all wrinkly.
No, it's a lovely face. And I get to look at it for the next 40 minutes. Lucky on me.
And I get to look at your face.
Which is, you know, it's...
New podcast, Face Off.
Face Off. It's falling in on itself a bit, but I'm very grateful for the old girl. I'm very grateful for my face.
It's not falling in on itself. Yeah, and that's all you need.
It does a lot of things.
Yeah.
It whistles, it winks.
It whistles.
It smells.
Who's it whistling at?
It whistles at itself. No, myself.
chimney sweeps.
No, every morning I get up and I give myself a whistle for a lift. There's a man that I follow on Instagram that does face yoga.
What you're going to say on the street. There's a man that I follow on the street, yeah, whistle at.
Whistle, follow. Done. There's a man who I follow on Instagram and he does face yoga.
Oh.
And he says he's had no work done. Oh my Christ alive. He's had so much work done.
Yeah, but also people are psychopaths. There's a woman who I read about.
Yeah.
And she was like 65. And then she was like, look at my face. I have not one wrinkle. And do you know why? Because I've never shown an expression in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And you're like, what kind of encased tomb is that?
Yeah, yeah. And what is going on?
And that's dedicated. That's psychopathic.
Yeah, I've not one wrinkle on my face, but I've got six forms of cancer riddled in my body.
Okay.
No, that's not to say
I'll be the hottest corpse in that morgue. You watch.
But no, he's had a lot of bow, I think. It's funny though, isn't it, to get all this from yoga and he can't move his face.
I tell you what's a bloody nightmare is the old chin hair. Can't keep on top of that for shit.
I don't have that. Sorry, I can't relate. Sorry, I'm sort of hairless.
I'm not like Grace.
I'm hairless on the face. Sorry, no can relate. But I do have a crinkled neck. If that's
you don't have a crinkled neck. I literally, every time, it's mental how hairy my chin is.
Mm. But you, what a lovely face, and that's what Thank I'll you. Say. Now, do you like live performance? It's a hard-hitting podcast.
To watch?
Because you seem quite well-balanced.
Oh, God.
I'm wondering
Naomi, producer who had to produce my Edinburgh show last year is like, Esther is far from balanced.
Oh, well, did she cry a lot?
Oh.
Did she cry? She wouldn't tell.
What did Naomi I do on the first day? I booked a flight home.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
Yeah.
That's so funny. After your show or before your show?
After my show. And do you know why? Not even because the show was bad.
Why?
I was just too hot.
No. No.
And then Naomi and Ben had to take me to a cafe. And they're like, I know it's really hot in there, but you're going to do a month.
Yeah.
And
I love it when they get cross with you.
Pull up your big girl panties and woman up. And I was going, it's just too hot. I can't be that hot.
Well, it's 50 minutes, isn't it? So I suppose.
And I sweat. I mean, this is probably why I've got good skin, because I sweat like a beast.
Yeah.
And people keep telling me.
You were going to say something politically incorrect.
What was I going to say? Like,
I don't know. You stopped yourself saying something.
I didn't actually know where I was going.
Okay, fine.
But I sweat really badly, and the sweat like pours into my eyes, and it just like big sweat patches. And I think that's why I've got good skin, because I've sweated a lot from birth.
And then what? So you just wasted the money on the flight?
No, I was able to transfer it. So I went home and I used it to go home in the middle instead.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I love it.
Throw my toys out the pram moment. Yeah. And everyone was going, but I can't believe you booked a flight. I was like, it's too hot.
Was you a little princess when you were younger?
I really wasn't. I just am somebody who can't deal with being too hot.
I wanted to cancel Edinburgh so much last year, but I felt too bad on everyone. I should have just cancelled. To be fair, Naomi, I should have just cancelled. You couldn't have said anything because I wanted to play the dead dad card. Good luck trying to bring me to a cafe.
that's a better card than that. I'm just too hot.
Too hot. I love it when Ben and Naomi sort of get. Do they ever get cross with you?
No.
Oh, shit.
I think.
Oh, shit. They always get cross with me.
Have they been cross with you?
Well, they just sort of have a little word.
I hate it, though. My agent's been cross with me. I think Ben and Amy have been firm. Stop. I think they'd be brilliant parents.
It's only Ben. So now and again, Ben can turn.
Ben can turn. Savage.
Can he edit this? Placid. I really want him to edit this podcast, just so he knows sometimes he turns.
He's the least terrifying person I've ever met in my life.
When he turns, you wait and see.
Sorry, do I like live performance? What do you mean? Do I like doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, someone ticked off.
What do you do to your face? Do you like live performance? Are you scared of Ben?
You're in a very happy marriage. That's unusual for a comedian. Well, I've just observed from the green room like a queen.
I am in a happy marriage, which is very... I've come to a conclusion it's actually genuinely quite...
rare.
I think I'm very lucky in that respect.
So is your husband, if you don't mind me saying. Thank you. Okay. God, I've gone quite weird this podcast and I don't know.
It's me. I bring it out on people. I always make people go very dark and weird and creepy. Okay.
Do you pass on congratulations to your husband?
I will do.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
Will it be? Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to do it, but how many countries realistically do you think you can name?
12.
It's got to be more than that. It's got to be. That's just Europe, isn't it?
Probably more, but I just feel like I'm better to reduce expectations.
Yeah, okay.
I think maybe more.
Yeah, I think
15.
No, come off it. You could do.
How many countries are there?
Oh, that's a good quizzy. Naomi?
What, you don't know, Naomi?
There's got to be a lot. Countries, there's a lot of countries in Africa, for example. That's just one continent.
Okay, all right, I'd say 30.
Okay, well done.
See, if I was a male comedian, I'd be like 175.
Yeah, and then you get to six, and you after Germany, you're stumped.
Yeah.
Do you believe in karma?
Yes.
Sutra?
No.
Worst thing one of your kids has ever said to you? Horrible question.
Worst thing one of my kids has ever said to me? Oh, they keep reminding me of the time that I didn't believe them when they broke their arm. That's brought up on a regular basis.
A lot of kids.
And in public, they do it. They'll be suddenly like in the middle of Sainsbury's in a queue. Do you remember that time when I broke my arm and you didn't believe me and you just ignored me for a day and just kept giving me chocolate so I'd shut up?
That reflects more badly on them for lying all the time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm on your side. Don't worry about that. Okay, touch quiz. What am I thinking about touching? You've got 5 questions.
What are you thinking about touching?
Yeah, right now. You just have to sort of tap into my mind, really.
Is it furry?
No, I don't think so. I think actually, I have to give a clue. When I think about his head, it's the least furry thing, really.
So a very clean-shaven head.
Well, I can't give you any more clues than that.
But I thought I got 5 questions.
You've got 5. You've got 4 more questions.
Yeah, so is it a clean-shaven head?
Oh, right. That's question 2. I wouldn't say it's clean-shaven. I think it's...
naturally bald head.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So an egg head.
Mm-hmm.
Famous egg head?
Yeah.
Omid Jalili?
No. One more guess.
Christ one more is. Guess. Oh, that's really stressful.
I know, it's so stressful.
It's really stressful.
Yeah. But you're not going to Edinburgh, so you need a degree of stress.
Yeah, that's true. Who has got a famous egg head? Balding egg head.
Tap into my thoughts. Let me think about him now. Ready?
Oh, the one from the cooking programme. No. The one from Crystal Maze.
It's Matt Lucas.
Oh.
I'm afraid it was
so
Matt
close to that.
Yeah, so close. Sorry about that. You've lost that game, particular game. But don't worry, there's more opportunities for points coming up soon.
I didn't even know that I was getting points.
Well, sort of.
Right. Now, Do I get a prize?
Yes, it's a meet and greet with my kittens who are now cats.
Oh.
One of them's quite bitey. but I bet you've never
Can
seen
I
a
exchange
cat
it from...
You haven't seen a cat before? You got the opportunity to meet 2, so keep sharp.
What are they called?
Well, I've changed their names now, actually.
Oh, progressive.
Yes.
Right.
Dr. Gorgeous and Buddy.
Dr. Gorgeous and Buddy. I feel like Buddy lucked out there.
Really?
Bit. He's not the favourite. Is the gorgeous one the bitey one?
Yeah, Dr. Gorgeous. I haven't got a favourite. He used to be Buddy, but now I don't have a favourite.
You do have a favourite.
I don't. I used to be Buddy, but it's not now because he wakes me up too early. So they both got pros and cons.
Okay.
I wouldn't like an accident to happen to either of them.
Okay.
Cuddle club. Cuddle club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Quick question so that we've got a sort of format to the podcast. How do you feel about cuddling?
I'm not a cuddler.
Are you not?
No.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Frigid as a smeg.
Yeah, I don't know what smeg is. Fridge?
Yeah.
Right.
but they do other products.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I got a frother from them and had to send it back.
A what?
Didn't work. A frother. Milk frother.
Oh, okay.
Sent it back, it didn't work.
Oh, that's annoying.
But it was refurbished because I refused to spend £190 on a milk frother.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So I spent £80 and sent it back.
Did you get a refund?
It's in progress, yeah.
Okay.
My life is just ordering things and sending them back. But why don't you like cuddling?
I mean, cuddle to me, like a hug, is just like, hello.
Hello.
Just a quick, hello. whereas in a cuddle feels like it's long.
Okay.
And I'm not very good at that. I get quite annoyed. I just fuck
off.
What
about with your husband, though?
Not a cuddler with
really?
Him.
Really?
No, no.
Does he mind?
He kind of just grapples quite a lot.
Right.
And I just get annoyed quite a lot, but I won't do long cuddles. And he knows it annoys me, so it's kind of endless fun for him, endless annoyance for me. He thinks it's funny.
Were your kids quite cuddly when they were young?
I had to really teach myself to cuddle.
Oh, my God,
I had to, like, because the way I showed affection was just to kind of, like, squish, like, squeeze them, like, really quite violent. And I was like, I just want to squish you. And I had to kind of realise that, you know, just being a bit more kind of gentle and cuddly.
Nurturing.
Yeah.
Was your family not very cuddly?
No.
Oh, okay. It's always that, isn't it?
No, not a cuddly
Stiff
family.
Stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board. Yeah, I wouldn't cuddle my family.
Well, our parents were off the back of a war. They were war babies. Not war babies, but, you know, they were like, well, I don't know about your parents.
Were your...
No, my mum... Like, her mum was in the war as a missionary. So then she had my mum. But right. she's got all that, you know, pent up kind of, you know, stuff, isn't it? Isn't it, though?
Backlog.
Yeah, backlog.
Backlog. Were your parents cuddly? Because I can see you as a cuddly person.
Yeah, my mum a little bit more.
Right.
Not my dad's, really, of course.
But you're quite cuddly.
Yes and no. Yeah. Right. But let's get back to your parents.
Dover.
What were they like?
So, well, my mum was very, very strict, very firm.
Oh, dear.
And my dad was just very loud, and he wouldn't cuddle. He would show affection again by being quite aggressive. So he used to do this thing. So I've got very stretchy skin here, as you can see. I've literally just pulled out my cheeks and it's quite stretchy. Yeah. And that's because as a child, the way he'd show affection is that he would actually lift me off the floor by my cheeks. He'd just go, I love you so much. But he would, and it was the most agonizing thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you say to him, could we do
this
another way?
We would say it's so painful, but he wouldn't care.
Oh,
he's like,
awful.
That's how he'd show affection.
What about sort of lifting you up or something, throwing you up in the air?
No, just pulling me up by my cheeks.
I hate that.
I kind of forgot about it. And then me and my sisters were talking about it the other day and we were like, that was just horrific.
Yeah.
My granddad used to do this thing where he would get the palm of your hand and rub his stubble up. And it's the most horrific sensation.
Oh,
he'd get the palm of your hand, just rub his stubble against it. And it just made every part of your body just go, ah. So I think you're starting to understand why I'm not very okay with
touch.
Yeah. It's all quite
Bloody
traumatic.
Bloody hell. But you taught yourself to do that, which I think is good. You taught yourself to...
Like, you know, in the mornings...
The cycle of stubble ends here.
Yeah. Like going in the mornings and, like, you know, it's time to get up, like tickle their feet. Because when we were kids, if you didn't get up within a matter of minutes, my dad would come in and throw a cup of water over your face.
Right. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, he was like, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's really good. It's really good that you're breaking the cycle, actually.
But the thing is, I don't feel traumatised. Well, I probably am quite traumatised.
Well, you're doing stand-up.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm doing stand-up. But I don't begrudge him for it.
No, it's
It wasn't done in a horrible way.
Yeah. And actually, it does get you up, to be fair. It's hard to get up.
And you won't then sleep in again.
No. It's really good to have that for life, a body clock of panic to get you up and about your day.
Yeah, it's good to kind of have lots of anxiety based around when the next beating's coming.
It's good to...
When am I next going to be lifted up by my cheeks?
It's good to always be on edge, I think, around your family.
Something else that... because my dad's from Lebanon, and something else that's really common with both Asian and Arab parents is that when you drive them insane, they then beat themselves. And it's like a guilt thing. Like,
oh,
look
no.
what you're making me do to myself. So dads don't tend to do it as much, but I did see it a lot. Like with my aunts, if they were telling me off, or my aunts when they were telling my cousins off, that they would kind of like beat their own chest. Or like, look what you're making me do to myself. That's how much. So then the kids would be like, I've now made...
Well, I'd wager that they've got other problems. Jesus. But well done for breaking the cycle anyway.
Yeah, I don't beat myself anymore.
Yeah.
My kids wouldn't care anyway. I just walk into the living room with a massive frying pan. Look what you made me do. Slap myself around the head. They'd be like, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh, she's at it again.
Hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. Now it's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. But I've got a guest doing it because I was really bad at... I sing a song with the words cuddle, but you have to guess what it is. But
yeah.
I was so bad at it that Scroobius Pip, lovely Scroobius Pip,
Oh, fancy him so much.
Do you fancy him a lot?
He's my crush. And I don't ever say I fancy people.
Really?
A lot of people have pointed that out about me. They're like, oh, you never say you fancy people, but I fancy him.
He's done the song and you have to guess what it is. They're okay. So much better than mine. What, Naomi, he's given us about six. It's so good. Hang on.
Cuddle, cuddle, cut, cuddle. A cuddle, 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 cut, cuddle. A cuddle, 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 cuddle. Cut, cuddle, cuddle, cut, cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Does it...
That's really good. That's it.
What is that song?
That's a clue. Because it sounds
like. Was it Destiny's Child?
Yes! Jumping, jumping.
Oh, yeah, jumping, jumping.
Well done. That's the first time anyone's got one straight away. And that's because I didn't sing it.
Did it. And it's also because me and him have just got that connection.
Connection, yeah.
We were meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did his podcast recently and I did wonder what it'd be like to have full intercourse with him.
That's a very scientific way of saying it. I quite like to experiment.
There was a bit of a vibe in it, but I don't know if it's just because I was horny. I was like, do we want to sleep with each other? Because I was like, should I come to Essex?
I wouldn't be able to know. Oh, is he in Essex?
No, I've got this thing where, this is really embarrassing, but I've got this thing where I think people fancy me and they don't at all.
They probably do.
No, they don't.
Loads of people do.
No, it's mad. Like, it's so mad that sometimes I think like, he wants it and he doesn't.
He wants it. Oh, for the love of God.
It's now become...
Can I just get an Amazon delivery without you perving on me, Nigel? He's like, can you just sign for it,
isn't
please?
That embarrassing. Once I thought this gay.
No, that's not embarrassing at all.
It is. Once I thought this gay, I was like, how am I going
to.
I didn't know he was
gay. I'd love to be like that.
I was like, oh, God, how am I going to tell him that I've got a boyfriend about this guy? And then he was completely gay.
How am I going to break his heart? I wish I had that.
You should have that more than me, but no, I'm insane. Just get that. Oh, I'm not the one that wants it.
I'd love to think that. That'd be brilliant. No, keep hold of that. That's a great thing to have.
It's delusional.
It's not delusional.
I think I get it from my mum. Great... My mum's about 75 and she...
She's just going around going, God.
Well, I've got to be careful.
If one more member of One Direction makes eyes at me through the TV, I can't bloody handle it.
I wondered if he was interested the way he was looking. No, to be honest, it is men her own age, at least, and a bit older.
My parents are divorced, but my dad will say things like, I don't know if I should get girls. And I'm like, who are the girls? Like, you're 78, man. Who the fuck are these girls? What girl's going to want you? I'm 78 and I live with my daughter. Do you want to come round? I've got two grandchildren there and a couple of rabbits. I'm like, yeah, they're queuing up for you.
I don't know how many girls to get.
No girls want you.
Oh, God.
He has got one lady that's interested, though, but I wouldn't call her a girl.
You live with your dad then, do you?
Yeah.
How comes?
So when him and my mum got divorced, he just moved in.
Oh, yeah. And you lift him up by the skin of his face.
I just lift him up by the skin. Oh, my little old wrinkly dad. He's getting all short now, but he still whacks me around the head all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
He sounds like a laugh.
He's great fun.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay, do you have any health complaints?
Anything
at all?
Probably. Oh God, so many. I think I'm a hypochondriac.
Hang on. I don't know if she's catered for that because it goes against the book. Then you wouldn't.
Because I constantly feel everything's falling apart. I constantly have little pains.
Oh really?
And I get stressed out.
C D E F G H. Right, here we go.
What's H? Oh, hypochondriac.
I don't know if she'll do that one because then it's like you'd have to put the book away, and that's not very good. It's not.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's there.
All right.
Oh, hang on. No, wait.
I forgot. Bursitis of the sit bone on my left buttock.
Is bursitis?
And I just need somebody to really get in there.
What is bursitis? Where you have a big like bubble thing?
No. How dare you? My buttocks are as smooth as my face. No, it's where you basically, it hurts when you sit for a long time.
Oh.
And it's like it all just gets inflamed around there.
Bursitis. It's there. I love it when it's there. Okay. Oh dear, repressed anger, wanting to hit someone.
Oh, totally. My show. That's all my show's about.
Love relaxes and releases all unlike itself. So you just have to say that.
Oh God, I've got to cuddle people, and I've got to cuddle my husband.
No, it's just...
I'm not doing it.
It's a mantra. It's just a mantra.
I get too hot. He's too hairy. I get too hot. It's too stressful.
What about if you cover him in ice?
Although I do like a cuddle when I'm upset. He's really good at that.
You just need to say this mantra, which I can't help thinking that you're not taking seriously.
I'm sorry.
Love relaxes and releases all unlike itself. Could you write that down or put it in your phone?
Love relaxes and releases all unlike itself.
This could be the key to your new life. So what was Not All Men about? And then let's get on to the new one.
Hashtag Not All Men was about the hashtag Not All Men. And it was about masculinity and how instead of just constantly talking about men do this and men do that and men do that, let's actually talk about different types of masculinity and why misogyny is actually very bad for male mental health. Barrel of laughs.
Why is it bad for male mental health?
Because it makes them really unhappy. If they can't relate to women as humans and people, it really destroys their mental health and it makes them really unhappy and it causes self-destructive tendencies. It really fucks up their relationship with their daughters, fucks up their relationship with their sons. It means that they start to see their daughters as something. They kind of panic because they love this kid more than anything. It was just about how it's really important that feminism isn't something for women and about women. Yeah. It's actually for men to be a lot more healthier.
And beneficial to them.
Beneficial to them.
And that works the other way, I suppose, as in I've got to get rid of my burning resentments towards men, I suppose.
Well, we are in an industry where it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly dealing with personalities which aren't always the easiest.
And it's also, here's a TV show with six men and two women, and one of the women is a dancer or something. That's my territory. I'm a dancer. And then what's your new one about anger?
It's called Hell Hath No Fury.
Yeah.
And it's about why it's absolutely fine for women to be angry.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. And it's just a complete breakdown of all the things that piss us off.
Pump that fist.
Pump that fist is the fisting my way across the UK in my tour.
It's a tour now.
The tour is starting in a couple of weeks, kicking off at Soho.
Soho?
Yeah,
Soho. I'm coming to Soho, if you're asking.
Oh, come
if you're
to
wondering.
Soho.
Let me put it in my electronic diary right now.
Is the electronic diary something that you've been told off about?
No, I just think it's funny to say that. Like, because also I do have a paper diary. But
do you have a paper? I really wanted a paper diary because I want to return. Ideally, in the future, I want to go off grid.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I keep just thinking, like, in 10 years' time, I'll just go and live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
and just
bring the kids.
They'll have their own lives.
Yeah,
hang on,
yeah.
10 years, one of them will be 18. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one will be 20, so it's fine. So I'll just go, they'll be off doing their own thing, and then I'll just go and live, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be good? No technology. Just
sort
spend your day
of.
Reading.
I do feel the same about having a farm, but on a mountain with the sea next to me.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And just really getting into spiritual stuff and not worrying about show business. But then you still want to write, you still want to create, I suppose.
But you can.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll go and let's just go and do it. I found this house in the Lake District.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I found it and it's literally, everything needed to be done up, but it had like a jetty underneath. It was on Lake Windermere and it had a jetty underneath where your rowboat was stored. And I was saying to Neil, I was like, I can just literally come out the house if we have an argument, get in a little rowboat and just row away from the house.
Row away, yeah. I'd quite like to gut a house and start again though.
You want to gut it?
Well, no, I don't want to gut it. But I mean, I want it gutted and then start again and then everything's your own.
Do you like doing stuff up?
No.
I can imagine you've got a really nice house.
I've got a great eye for design.
Yeah, I haven't.
I'm itching to get into a property I can like go to town on.
Oh, I wish you'd go to town on mine. But there's no point with mine. I've just got to wait till the kids leave and then burn down
really?
And start again.
Burn it down, yeah.
Just every time you try and have something nice, they're just like, it's just ruined.
It's sort of similar with cats. But not.
I do have two house rabbits who destroy it. Well, the girl went mental recently because she thought she was pregnant. Psychotic relationship with my house rabbits.
Really?
Yeah, she just went mental for about 2 days and just chewed up everything and just ran around with hay in her mouth and just was like building this nest in a corner. And we were like, what the hell's going on? Called the vet and they're like, she thinks she's pregnant.
But she wasn't.
No.
Oh,
I know.
That's really sad for her.
I know. And she keeps humping the boy rabbit, but from the wrong end. So he's starting to go bald.
God.
She's really sexually predatory. He doesn't get his end away ever. It's just her manically wanking on his head.
Why can't he stick it in her?
He's just too stupid nollopy, and he's just like, oh, here she comes again. And she just furiously masturbates on his head and then builds her nest. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, sweetheart, like, there's no way you're going to be pregnant because, firstly, it's been the wrong end for about the past 6 months.
Wow. Remind you of anyone?
My boy was like, she keeps having sex with his head. Oh, and I'm like, don't keep telling people that.
Oh, it's not nice.
Who are you talking about? Your parents? It's not. Dad's barely allowed up for air.
Your husband is bald.
He is bald.
So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, I'm forever furiously sat on that man's face.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
How romantic are you? That's the next question.
No.
No. No.
No.
Really?
He is, but I'm not. No.
As cold as ice.
I think I do things, but then I don't want people to say anything about it.
You just leave
it. Let me do the thing, and you just acknowledge, like, you just take it, but don't. I don't want the, like,
Are you in therapy at all?
I am in therapy, yeah. It's like I threw a baby shower for Lily Phillips, my very close comedian friend, and Harriet Kemsley was there, and she was going, but Esther, you've done all this nice thing, and we're all saying it's nice, and you're just there going, okay, do you want to just fuck off and just open the fucking presents? And and I was like, can't handle it. And everyone was like, okay, it's now really dense.
Do you hate compliments as well?
Yes.
Oh dear. So the face thing at the start wouldn't have gone down well.
I mean, I like it internally. I just don't know how to say anything back.
Yeah, I know. I had to do a role play once with my friend Katie because someone said, oh, nice gig. Not bragging. Someone said nice gig to me. Or she said, oh, that was a really nice set. And I was like, oh no, well, I'm just stupid or whatever. And then she said it to James Acosta, and he went, thank you. Like, so straight in the eye, thank you. And I think it's really...
Do you do what I do? No, you're good, actually, because I gigged with you where you walked off and everyone went, well done. And you went, and then you gave yourself, I noticed, I really clocked it because I was like, channel Lou Sanders now.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you, like, gave yourself 10 minutes to go, and then you just kind of shook it off yourself, and then you just let yourself be present in the green room.
Yeah.
Whereas in what I do is I walk off and I convince everybody that I'm shit.
And if they
try and tell me otherwise, and then by the time I've left, I've made sure that everybody leaves going, crazy. She's a piece of shit.
And you're really good. That's crazy.
Well, I've managed to talk my way out of a lot of work.
I've managed to ruin my career.
I've managed to convince a lot of people that I should be killed.
Thank you. See you next time. Oh, you're not booked for the next time because you...
I have done that with a promoter. I'll tell you afterwards. But I did manage to convince them that I'm really, really crap.
That's so bad.
I know. And so now I keep saying, what would Lou Sanders do?
Oh, that's nice.
But then, so me and Lily were both saying it. We're like, okay, we'll do a Lou Sanders. And then...
Oh, that's like saying that I'm really shit, but after I just shake it off.
No.
Every time I have a death, I think, what would Lou Sanders do? She dies all the time. She doesn't care.
You don't die all the time. You didn't even die that time. You had a great one, but you weren't happy with part of it and you just carried it with dignity. You didn't do what I do, which is like, if I'm not happy with part of it.
I think sometimes I do, but also I think I have done that in the past and it's just such a bummer for the green room. And then if someone else does it, I just think, no one cares about how good your gig went. Like, you know, you did a 4 out of 10 gig. No one cares. Yeah. Like, there'll be another gig.
I think the reason why I panic is I don't want everyone to go, oh my God, does she think that was good?
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, but don't worry, everyone. I know I'm shit. No, I totally know. No, it's absolutely cool.
Can I make a quick announcement, please? I know I'm...
If any of you were thinking, God, she's a bit arrogant. She thinks she's got some place in the world. Don't worry, I genuinely don't.
Just going to go and genuinely crawl into a hole because I know that's what you will want. Okay, bye.
I think it's the difference of starting stand-up a little bit later on because I was 33 when I started. Mm. And I think that I was starting with all these... people who would, and if I had started when I was 20, I would probably been like, yeah, you know, have a lot more kind of confidence. But I was, you know, two small babies at home, still on maternity leave, you know, fucking saggy titted, leaking vag, God knows.
You can get that without babies. No, I'm joking. It's perfect.
If Scroopius Pip is still listening, I just want to say that's all been rectified. I'm completely just, you know, plump and moist. And I was so self-conscious and just just felt really like constant imposter syndrome. And I don't think that's ever left. And so it's quite hard to kind of ever feel that you should be somewhere. I think I am getting better at it, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a bad one, I am saying to myself, all right, you're allowed to feel shit about it for a couple of hours.
I'll be asking you to score yourself in the podcast, after the podcast,
okay,
and compliment yourself.
Vigorously.
Vigorously.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best hug in a film or TV show?
In Friends, when Chandler and Monica have a hug and they're not together yet, she's in towels. She's had a bad day and they have a hug and he goes, this is nice and I really like the smell of your towels.
Oh.
That's one that
yeah.
That's the only one that just came to mind.
And have you ever had a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Best cuddle will always be obviously from my kids. Like when you haven't seen, when you hadn't seen them for a couple of weeks in Edinburgh and then you see them and it's like proper. Ugh. Weirdest cuddle.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite a cuddle, but it was when I first met my father-in-law and I accidentally kissed his neck.
Oh dear.
And it was so basically we came into my in-law's house. I was obviously the girlfriend being introduced. It was my father-in-law's birthday. We're all supposed to be going out for dinner. My husband went upstairs and my now mother-in-law was in the kitchen, and under the stairs was like a cubby hole with a computer, and I said, can I check my email? She was like, yeah, that's fine. But I had turned up with a present of some aftershave for my father-in-law for his birthday, and he'd obviously gone and got ready and put on the aftershave, and I was sat at the computer, and he came out of the downstairs bathroom and leant towards me and went like that.
Oh no.
Pointing at his neck,
no,
meaning
no.
I've just put on the aftershave that you bought me. And I completely misunderstood.
No.
And I thought he wants a kiss there. So I very gently kissed him on the neck. And whilst my mother-in-law was stood in the kitchen just watching. So imagine, this is the first time they're meeting me. And already it's like, her parents are from where? She's what? She's her family members. It's all very different to our family. And then I turn up trying to make the best, most conservative Daily Mail impression I can. And I literally slowly, and I did it so slowly. And my mother-in-law just stood there going, what did she just do?
Did she say that?
She just went, what did she just do? And my father-in-law was going, she just kissed me on the neck. And I was going, oh, is that not, sorry, I just got to go upstairs. And I just ran upstairs and I was like, just kiss your dad on the neck. And my husband was like, why? Why would you do that? And I was going, because he pointed at his neck. And he was going, so if a man just comes up to you and points at something, you're just like, oh, better get on with that. Want to make a good impression? Oh, what, blowjob? Oh. Yeah, that'll just crack on. don't want to make a bad impression.
Flipping out. Do you laugh about it now though with them?
We have never mentioned it
right,
since.
Yeah.
It has never ever been mentioned since. I had to be literally forced down those stairs and then we had to go out for a meal.
Did you say?
Well, I didn't say anything. My husband
God.
Was like, look, in our family, we just don't talk about stuff. So just never mention it again. But it took probably, I reckon about this year to win back
did
approval.
It actually?
My mother-in-law from that moment on was just like,
oh no.
Like, what are you? You're a weirdo.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was really, really awkward.
But now you get on okay?
Now we get on okay. Normal cuddles.
Do you think you should kiss her on the neck just to, that's what I would have done, I think.
She's a formidable force. I wouldn't kiss her on the neck and not be in hospital afterwards.
Would it help if I kissed her on the neck?
I think we should do that. I'll just pop over and go, I just want you to meet my friend, Lee Sanders.
And I'll just greet her by kissing her on the neck.
But you've got to do it really slowly and sensual. That's the thing that creeps me out is that I just was like, it was like proper. And it's just like, he was like, what? Why did you just do that?
God, I feel sick. It's lovely though. Did you do stand up about it? You should have put
no,
that in.
No, I've never talked about it.
Put it. Oh, it's exclusive.
It's
exclusive.
What? Oh, exclusive. I thought you said it's Lucy. Is that young people slang? It's Lucy.
Which is
slang for gossip. Oh my God, I got so much Lucy.
Play the Lucy sting. Well, thank you so much for coming on. People can buy tickets to your show.
They can.
Now. Haven't they?
They can go on to my Instagram and the link is there, and they can also go to plosive.co.uk.
Oh, it's the Plosive production. You know it's going to be good.
Plosive production.
They're not backing any old horse.
Which is the title of my next show.
Yeah, back.
where I get to do just an hour of horse impressions and I really tone up the old jowls.
Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Do remember to go and see Esther Minito at Soho Theatre, 17th to 19th of August. You can Google that and get my book. And I love you very much. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.